The Bird Show.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. We've got a Bird Show tradition here that we keep doing every year that we all hate. I don't know why we keep doing it.
The people loves it, so we does it.
Every time it's on the schedule, we all say the same thing. Ah, damn it. Damn it, damn it. Well, here it is. So on St. Patrick's Day weekend every year, what we do is we call random bars, restaurants, places in Ireland. We try to put on our best Irish accent. And we see who can keep the person on the phone the longest. Who has the best Irish accent?
Now, a little behind the scenes, our producer Tommy was calling places to make sure that they were picking up. That these were, like, you know, the establishments that would answer the phone.
Please tell me you didn't get anybody to pick up.
Oh, man.
Everybody's off in Ireland. The whole country's off.
I'm in the big studio just doing my stuff, and I hear him in his studio calling people, and he called this one guy. And I'm not kidding you. This one Irish man, he was, like, just going over everything that was going to be happening at the bar.
That's the one you want.
Going over every special they had. Oh, he was so excited about the St. Paddy's Day celebration that they were going to... Tommy couldn't get off the phone with him. Oh,
so can we just declare Tommy the winner now and move on?
Please, let's do that.
Nope.
All right, so you can't use that one because we already know that that one is loaded.
No, I'm totally using that
one. Oh, he was great. This dude was fantastic.
You won't know which one it'll be. I won't tell you.
Okay. All right, so how are we doing it this year? I see on the schedule that we're actually going up against each other this
year. Yes, we're going to do it a little bit different. We're going to have Abby go up against Cassie and see who can go the longest. And then Mo's going to go up against Bert and see who can go the longest.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be an easy W for you, brother.
Yeah, man. Because Nelson Mandela will certainly, like, start to work his way into your Irish accent.
I got one speed with this accent game, okay? One speed.
All right, Abby versus Cassie first. Who would like to be for
I said we
Abby
have...
is cringing so hard.
I've had anxiety about this every day since I heard you guys do it on the phone last year when I was listening in. And I'm Irish, like my ancestry is Irish. They are going to roll over in their graves when they hear my Irish accent. I'm so bad at it.
Okay, so I feel like if for Abby's anxiety levels, we need to just let her go first and get it out of the way.
Let me just do it.
Get it done.
Absolutely not. She should go last.
No.
I mean, you gotta extend this pain. Who are you?
She's not the only anxious one. My palms are sweating. I hate this segment. We've done it for years and I've never had to do it.
Yeah, I put you in the game this year.
I'm not a co-host. To do the uncomfortable ones.
You've got red hair, though, so you've been elected.
Did you guys see? I didn't even know about this till yesterday. There is a city, and I'm not exactly sure where it is, but we should definitely steal this idea. And for St. Patrick's Day every year, they do a ginger run.
Oh, that's Notre Dame. They do that.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, we should do that.
That would be fun. Yeah. I like that. There is a ginger, like, World Ginger Day, and they all gather together in, like, England and Scotland and Ireland.
All right, so who is ready for some really bad radio? Let's do this.
Uh-huh. All right, Abby's going first,
Tommy. Go.
Gotcha. All right, we are calling Tiny Trains in Galway City. You know the song Galway Girl?
She played her fiddle in an Irish band. Yeah, go for it.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
I'm anxious for you.
They answered a few minutes ago.
Chinatown, this is Peter speaking.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm visiting from out of town and I'm looking for a pub to spend St. Patrick's Day in. I was wondering if you guys would have live entertainment.
We won't do on Paddy's Day, no.
Do you also have lots of Irish beer? Can you tell me about the beers on tap?
We've got a selection of craft beers like IPAs, pale ales, and then we have the usual Guinness, Beamish, Murphy Stout, Murphy Red, Coors Light, Heineken. We do a selection of gluten-free, non-alcoholic, wines, gins, whiskies. Good selection of whiskies, ciders.
Do you serve traditional Irish food?
We won't be serving food on St. Patrick's Day, but it'll be normal food service then during the week.
Do you have any specials for the week?
I don't know, because we do specials every day. So,
do you, will you have a special for St. Patrick's Day?
Nope, no specials.
But every other day of the week, you will.
Yeah, but that's just for the food.
Do you know if there's going to be like a parade or something going by, something we can watch while we're in the pub?
This should be St. Patrick's Day. I don't know exactly the route.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. A minute 14.
Wow.
It's very impressive.
I got a minute 21.
121.
Yeah, wow. I had a few seconds because I started the clock.
Okay, I do think that we have to add another rule, okay? What? Not only is it about length, but once you stop your accent, I think your time is up.
I had one. Until the very end when she was like, okay, bye.
You lost it and then it came back.
I told you I'm bad at accents. I don't know how the Irish talk.
My time is not going to start.
I also think that there's like, you know, what's at play here also is that dudes that answer are going to be nicer to a woman than they are going to be to a dude.
Whatever. 100%. She got a minute 21.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Very impressed. I'm
nice.
So glad that's over.
God, when he started rattling off all the names of all the beers, you were in the money.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Damn it.
All right, minute 21.
Well, all right, Cassie, you're up.
Cassandra.
The resident redhead.
Cassie told us earlier she wants to be referred to as Cassandra.
Oh, by strangers, not you guys.
Cassandra.
Listen, you've been here 13 years. You've never had to do it. This is your one and done. You got this.
All right, let's do it.
Cassie, you're from that side of the world. How do you say M-Finucane?
I have no idea.
Okay, M-Finucane. Ballyford in the county of Kerry. That is who we are calling now.
And I got your timer, Tommy.
Here we go. A few minutes ago.
Clearly the other bartender called him.
Hello? Hello? Hello, love, you getting on okay? Is anyone there?
I'll try it again.
Yeah.
You gonna try the same place?
How about we call the kicking donkey?
The kicking donkey.
What's it called?
The kicking donkey.
That sounds like a nasty sexual position.
Here we go. This is a Donnie home. This is where my friend Shane lives.
Don't we say this every year that we should record this
yes.
bit? Every single year.
Well.
So how's your all day going? That's so much better.
Damn it. It just answered.
Right now, Abby is the leader. Big time.
By default.
So this one just answered. Amber just called him again just to make sure. All right, you dial 011. This is Mulligan's. In Dublin.
Maybe word to spread what we're doing.
The whole country.
Didn't they always have one big group chat? Yes. Like, there's a stupid radio morning show.
It's definitely not that it's St. Patrick's Day weekend and there are pubs in Ireland. And it's a Friday.
And they're busy.
It's not that at all.
This may be the end of the bit.
Yes.
Thank God.
Woo!
Abby might be the only one that got to do it.
Abby's the winner!
Way to go, Abby.
Yay!
Abby!
Congrats.
Can we at least call the one that I called yesterday?
Let it go.
I'm suing.
I think we're done, Tommy. I think we're done here.
I think we're done, Abby. Congratulations on your win.
Murphy, I was like, that's my ancestors coming through.
I was really kind of surprised you didn't go through with that. Yeah. Like, hey, my last name is Murphy also.
He's like, so is everybody else here.
Abby, congratulations on your big win. What an amazing rookie season.
What a beautiful day to be Irish.
From the bottom of our hearts, we all want to thank you, right, for taking the one place in Ireland that is actually answering the phone today.
Wait, can you give me the name? Because obviously I'm going to Ireland. I want to go by and say hi.
The Bird Show.